It is more of the best of the Cooking in the Dark show.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Kimball would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy moly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. I'm Cheryl Cummings, and I'd like to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Kimball.
Right on. I like it. I like it. We got a ruckus crowd today. See,
we do.
I told you, Cheryl, putting that keg of beer outside, you know, before they came in, making them stand in line. That works.
It obviously does.
Tear the house down today, baby. Come on down. I've been wanting to remodel the studio anyway, so we'll just do that. It's time. It's spring. Winter is over officially in Texas. Actually, it was over in about January. It has just been a crazy year, you know. I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, we don't have any more freezes up north, you know, where, I mean, because all the crops and fruit trees are all budding and coming out already because of the crazy weather. I mean, man, we've had birds nesting and, you know, we've already had our first set of baby birds already come and gone. And now I notice that we've got new mamas and daddies, you know, hatching more eggs. I'm like, man, it's been a wild summer or winter, I guess. Don't know what summer's going to bring.
I know.
If it's already 90 degrees in April in Texas, whoo!
I mean, we had a summer where, a winter, I should say, where you didn't, like, need to wear your winter boots.
Yeah,
we never
that's what
had...
I'm saying. I remember last year you were telling me about how you were having to climb up
over
snow mountains and crap, you know? And this year, man,
nothing.
You know?
Yeah.
I think old man Winter went to the beach this summer. I mean, winter. See, I'm doing it too, because winter didn't seem like winter. It's more like summer. We had a couple days down here that were chilly willies, but anyway. Easter, y'all. Easter is here. Depending on where you're listening to the show, if you're up there in Grand Rapids, where I bet it still is wintertime, you know, Easter's already over. If you're down here in Houston, get down, Texas, it's not Easter yet, but it's around the corner. What we're going to do on today's show, y'all, we're going to talk about what to do with those 24 colored Easter eggs you've got now, or maybe the 23 eggs and the one you can't find. But I guarantee you, when you do find it,
you'll know.
You'll know. It'll be a stinker once, you know, down the road there. Oh, my gosh. That's we had a guy in the frat did that on purpose, left eggs out on purpose, for a month.
Oh, my gosh.
So they got all nasty. And, you know, they didn't stink until you crack that shell, but oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And it did. It sounded just like that stuff you used to get, you know, that really nasty smelling little stuff in a jar that you could, you know, the stinky stuff, man. But yeah, he threw one at a guy, one of our frat brothers, and it hit the guy's car right at the bottom of his windshield, right where the air vents are.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes. And it broke all down. Oh, my gosh. That dude's car stunk for like 6 months. Like a rotten egg, man. We almost had a murder in the fraternity. Murder on fraternity row. I think it would have been my car. I probably would have drove my car over the top of him. But anyway. Goodness gracious. You know, there's this old boy, Cheryl, and he was, oh, gosh. He was coming home about 2:30 in the morning. Cop pulled him over. And the officer walks up and says, "Sir, where are you going at 2:30 in the morning? You've been out?" And he goes, "Sir, officer, I'm on my way to a lecture. It's a lecture about the ills of drinking and staying out late, smoking, cussing, and just bar hopping in general." And the cop's like, really? Who's giving this lecture? This cop didn't believe him. And the guy says, at home, my wife. Okay, I bet that's going to be a bad lecture. Anyway, y'all, we're going to show you some ideas of what to do to get rid of them Easter eggs in kind of an original style. We'll be right back, Cooking in the Dark.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we are back. What to do with those Easter eggs that you found in your shoe? What to do? Well, first, let's back the train up a little bit. Let's talk about boiling eggs. Because if you are a member of the Cooking in the Dark list, as Cheryl and I both know, never ask the question on there how to boil eggs.
Oh, no, because you'll get every possible response.
I think last count there was 10,874 to the pi squared power. No, we're joking. There's all kinds of ways to boil eggs. But what I have done here is I've got our box of Hendora eggs. She's kind of shy ever since that little incident, you know, when I almost cooked her up instead of that other chicken. She's been kind of shy banging around the set.
I don't know. Cooking. Well, you might describe it as shy. It seems a little like angry, upset, and just...
Self-preservation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could kind of see that. All right. So here's what I've got. I've got a pot of... I've got a saucepan. It's a 2.5-quart saucepan. It's about 2/3 of the way, halfway full of water. And... what I've got here, y'all, is our 5-in-1 egg slicer. One of the cool things on this 5-in-1 egg slicer, it has a little thing that will let you crack your egg. It's just a little point, little divot. You put your egg on it, push down, and it pokes a little hole in the shell. Wow. So I'm going to do these real fast. We've got 5 eggs here that we're going to cook up. We're going to boil up. And all you do, this is so simple, you just set the egg, I'm just putting the tip of the egg in the little divot, and it's spring-loaded, so you press down, and when you press down, it pokes a hole in the egg. Now, why do we crack eggs before we boil them? I don't know. It's what I was always told to do. I haven't researched it. If somebody's researched this online and knows why we do it, let me know. Kind of reminds me, you know, Cheryl, of that old story about the lady that every time she cooked a turkey, she cut the legs off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do we do that? Well, that's the way your grandma does it.
Oh, that's true.
Well, she finally asked grandma, why do you do that? And she goes, well, I don't anymore. But back then when I had to, because the turkey was too big to fit in the pot. Too big to fit in the pan. Now, we've got our boiling water here. You don't want to just take these eggs and drop them in. Check this little trick out. I've got a spaghetti... or a pasta server, spaghetti server, pasta server, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I lay the egg in it and just lay it right in the bottom of the pan. Nice, quick, and easy. So that way you don't run the chance of the egg falling in there and breaking. All right, so we've got our eggs in there going. Now, we've got our eggs in our pot. We're on about medium high,
mm-hmm.
and we're just going to let them boil for 10 minutes. Okay, seems simple enough, right?
It does.
Then when they're done boiling, we're going to cover them and let them sit for another 10 minutes. So let me get our timer going here. Do the auto repeat timer. Set the minutes. 10 minutes. I'm using the auto-repeat timer on this talking timer so that once it's done, it'll start over. Because when we're done boiling our eggs, we're just going to put the lid on them, move them away from the heat, and let them sit for another 10 minutes. And that's it. And that'll be a perfectly boiled egg. With one method.
That is true. That is just one way of doing it. Yes.
There are so many other ways. All right. Now, over here... at this other workstation, I've got arranged so neatly and nicely. I've got a green egg, a red egg, a blue egg. All these cool Easter eggs that we've got. Now, we had fun coloring them, too. Part of the fun of being on the Cooking in the Dark show. All right. Now, we're going to make... I can't wait for this because this sounds... I've never made this before, but man, it sounds delicious, doesn't it, Cheryl?
Oh, is this the bacon tomato egg salad?
The bacon tomato egg salad.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Sounds delicious. Why don't you go ahead and read them that recipe real fast?
I can do that.
I'm going to get... One thing we have to have in this, we need 5 pieces of bacon cooked, y'all. So I'm going to prepare the bacon, and we're going to cook it in the microwave. So let me get this going, and go ahead and read that recipe, and then I'll pop in a minute.
Okay, so here we go. This is easy. 5 hard-boiled eggs, 5 slices of bacon cooked and crumbled, 1 can of Rotel tomatoes drained, 1/4 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon Creole or spicy brown mustard, salt and pepper, hot sauce and white pepper to taste. That's all you need.
All right, I'm going to lay our bacon out here. I've got our microwave bacon cooker.
Yeah.
I like using this because it's kind of ridged.
Yep.
It holds the bacon up, and as the bacon cooks, it will the grease will drain away from the bacon.
It's so much. I know, like, I've also done it where you just, like, wrap the bacon or lay it on top of paper towels.
Right.
Ugh. And then you go back in and the grease, and I'm just like, oh, this is so disgusting.
It's everywhere.
So I really like using
it. And it leaks through the
that.
Paper towel. It leaks through the paper plate.
Yeah.
You know, it gets all over your microwave. Your microwave's all greasy and nasty.
Yeah.
These little microwave bacon cookers, they've got some that hold about 4 to 5 slices, and they have another one that holds 8 to 9 slices.
That
now, in my mic,
cool.
we need this crispy.
All right.
So we're going to go for about 6.5 minutes on high. And the one thing, you know, I'm going to go 6 minutes, Cheryl, because the one thing with this is the bacon will continue to cook.
That's true.
After it's done. I mean, anything in the microwave will continue to cook. I know when I used to sell microwaves when I was working my way through college, we would cook a turkey in the microwave.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And the lady I worked with, she was the full-timer, you know, man, she would season that thing up and throw it in there, and we'd cook it right there on the main aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after about 20 minutes, you would wrap the wing tips and the tips of the legs with aluminum foil
because
it would reflect the microwaves. And like 2.5 hours, man. That thing was done. You cooked it for about 1.5 hours in the microwave, and then you wrapped it in foil and just let it sit for another 30 minutes. And those microwaves were still in that turkey bouncing around, but they'd hit that foil and just bounce all over, you know, and it finished cooking it. It was just crazy.
Wow.
Crazy incredible, but deliciously good. I didn't have to bring lunch on those days. Hook me up, man. Hook me up. Okay, so we've got our 5 eggs. Let me get the red one, and I'm going to choose the yellow one and the green one. Of course, yours don't have to be colored. That's not that important. Let me show you a quick and easy way to peel these eggs. Get a couple in my hand here.
Yes.
You want to crack each end, and I'm just cracking, smacking it against the end of the sink,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the inside of the sink, and breaking each end, and then you want to roll it. Or you can roll it on the countertop.
Right.
I'm just doing it in the sink. And then the shell just peels away.
That's very cool.
So let's do one more egg here, Cheryl. Again,
all
just
right,
crack both ends.
Yep.
And roll it. And you've always heard that thing, can you peel an egg in one piece? Using this method, you kind of can. Because, you know, the little membrane that's between the actual egg and the shell
right.
kind of holds the shell all together. And it basically almost peels all off. Look at that. Look at that. We're almost right. Almost one piece. Daggum near it. We get some king's horses and king's men, we might be able to put Humpty Dumpty together again.
Perhaps.
All right. Now we've got 5 eggs.
5 eggs.
It says to cut them, crumble them up.
Put those in a bowl.
We all know how much of a mess that's been. So I'm going to get me a perfect mixing bowl out here.
Awesome.
And I'm going to turn back to our 5-in-1 egg slicer. Okay.
Okay.
One of the deals it will do, it will cut the egg in half long ways.
Mm-hmm.
It will also cut it in half across, side to side.
Okay.
It will also slice it long ways, and it will also slice it across. Our timer's going off. 10 minutes is up for our boiled eggs. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put the lid over the eggs, the lid back on the pot, turn off the heat, and just set these eggs off to the side. And we want to let them rest there for another 10 minutes.
Good idea. You know, I've got to say, I'm usually like so, like whenever I make a boiled egg, I'm like so ready to eat my egg that I forget about the resting part.
Yes. Well, and that's something else I've heard. I mean, some people just boil them for 6 minutes and let them rest for 6 minutes. Other
right.
people boil them for 10 and let them rest for 10. Some people boil them for 10 and just eat them.
I know.
Shell and all, man. We're in.
Well, okay. Maybe not that. That extent.
Okay. I've come back here. I've got our 5-in-1 egg slicer.
Mm-hmm.
I've laid the egg in the little support holder for it. And I'm just pushing joint just like that. The first piece down. Now I'm taking and pushing the second piece down.
Okay.
Now I'm picking this up, our 5-in-1 egg slicer, moving it over our bowl, our perfect mixing bowl, and dumping that egg right into the bowl. It's already diced, sliced, and ready to go.
Wow.
So there's
nice.
No mumbo jumbo of, right. you know, of doing all that other. So that's, man, just works out so nice and easy. Let's do another one here. Lay it in there.
Slice away.
Slice one. Slice two. There you go.
Yeah. Do you know what? I did forget one tiny little ingredient for this recipe.
Uh-oh.
The 8 slices of whole wheat bread.
The 8 slices of whole wheat bread.
Toasted.
Sourdough bread or English muffins.
Mm. Oh, anything.
Anything would be awesome. Finish getting these eggs done here real quickly. Yeah, that's the cool part about this one is the... and now the last, you know, one part at the end of the directions. Refrigerate.
I saw that, that's yes.
To refrigerate and let the...
Let the flavors blend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we may pop it in there, shut the door, and pull it back out. We're refrigerated. Be about that fast. Now, something else you could do with these eggs, y'all, is just go ahead and slice them like we're doing one time so you don't really slice them all up in little pieces and just serve them, make an egg sandwich with them that way.
Oh, that sounds yummy, too.
Now, that's when my grandma used to make those. She'd boil eggs, and then she'd slice them, you know, real thin.
Mm-hmm.
Used to love eating them that way. It was so cool because sometimes the yolk would pop out, and you'd just have an egg white circle. Uh-oh. Hindora gave us a defective egg here, Cheryl.
Uh-oh.
The yolk popped out. It was a very thin membrane.
Wow.
Yeah, it's probably the stress of the job.
It probably is.
I understand. Okay, so there we go, y'all. 5 eggs.
Yeah.
Sliced, diced.
Sliced and diced, yes.
And ready for the next step.
The bacon.
Yeah, and I think the bacon is done.
Woohoo, perfect timing.
So let's check the crispiness. We need some fairly crispy bacon because we're going to have to really crumble them up.
Yep.
So if it's not, we can move on because we're going to add some mayo, some mustard. You know, if you want to throw a little horseradish in there. Mm.
I know. This thing it's got hot sauce and black
pepper.
And it is not a salad for non-spicy types. Not at all.
But you could make it that way. You don't have to. I mean, instead of using like the Rotel tomatoes, you could use just regular canned tomatoes diced up or... dice up a tomato on your own.
That's
or
true. Use a fresh tomato.
Use a fresh one. Or use some of that
Del
Monte, the dice with the garlic and the basil and all that stuff in it. I think that would be really good, too. Our bacon is almost, it's done. It's crispy, but it's still kind of warm, so I'm going to leave it in the microwave just for a minute.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and move on, add all the other ingredients, then we'll, do not let me forget the bacon, though. The bacon's a key ingredient.
I will not.
Because you know me, I'll accidentally, purposely kind of like forget the bacon.
And then you'd be forced to eat. Yeah.
I forgot about this bacon, Cheryl. Here's a piece. See, I've learned with Cheryl, if I pay her off.
I know. I'll forget it.
She won't narc me out, man.
I'll forget anything.
Mom's the word. In fact, she'll be like, let's go get that bacon. We both enjoy bacon. Bacon! I feel like that dog, you know, on that
bacon strips
commercial. Bacon! Quarter cup of mayo we're going to throw in here.
Yeah.
And one thing, when I was reading through some of these egg salad recipes, one thing I've noticed is it's pretty much a quarter cup of mayo per 5 to 6 eggs. So like some of them I saw with a dozen
eggs, so you eggs, do...
It was like a half a cup,
half
you know?
Half a cup of mayo, right.
Some of them substituted yogurt, which I thought might be kind of cool.
Right.
But
I think I'm going to try
all
that.
All the yogurt that we had here in the studio. Know who that was, but some yogurt monster.
Somebody came through and gosh darn
it's kind of crazy. Y'all want to think, man, I thought we had this, but then we get there, oh, we don't have this. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We lose more recipes that way. All right. So I'm scooping out the mayo here, quarter cup of mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And we need about 2 tablespoons, is that right, of mustard?
1 tablespoon.
1 tablespoon. Okay.
Yeah.
1 tablespoon of
Creole
Dijon.
Or spicy brown mustard or Dijon mustard or...
Okay, so we've got our can of tomatoes in here. We've got our eggs.
Right.
We've got our mayo.
Right.
We've got our mustard.
Mustard, right. Salt and pepper, if you're so inclined.
Salt and pepper.
Hot sauce.
I think we're
going to
do
pepper.
A little salt.
Okay.
I'm probably going to do about 2 teaspoons of salt, y'all, and then about 1 teaspoon of white pepper.
Ooh.
Again, we were talking if you want to put a little horseradish in here.
That would be lovely.
That might be good. Let me get our white pepper. We're going to put just a pinch of that in there. We're all right. Now, if you want to throw a little garlic in, go ahead on. You know, I mean, customize this egg salad. That's the cool thing about it. Is all these little spices that we're adding are pretty much just what you want, what your taste is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's cooking anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, we went to our favorite little Mexican restaurant here in town. And, you know, I'm not an enchilada person, y'all. I don't really like enchiladas. I mean, I don't not like them, but... They're not the thing that I order, you know?
Right.
But this little restaurant, oh my gosh, they have cilantro enchiladas. They have avocado enchiladas. They have poblano enchiladas. I ordered the chipotle enchiladas, and they were delicious. A little bit spicy, but not too bad. But I'm telling you what, I'm not the same young man I used to be when we first started cooking in the dark. 14 decades ago. I'm old, and my body says, we like this chipotle, but it don't like us.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The next day was a long, painful day. I was, Tums all through the night, and man. And it didn't stop there. All right, now, we're just going to mix all this up. Now, the directions call for us to put this in the refrigerator and let the flavors meld. So I guess what we're going to do is we'll just put it in the fridge and let's see, this is show 236. So
yeah.
Everybody that comes for show 237 will get to try it.
Ugh.
How about that?
I think I'm seeing some...
If you find any booze, you know,
I know.
Be a time to put some booze in.
I think I'm seeing some thumbs down on that idea. No.
Of course, look, the dude sitting up here in the front row, he's already at the ticket booth getting tickets for next week. The man with the plan, if that's the way it's going to be, okay. All right. Take a quick taste. That's not bad right there, Cheryl. I think you'll like that. The white pepper's got just, it doesn't have much of a bite. It's got just a tad for flavor.
Right.
But not much of a bite. All right, let's get our bacon out.
Yes, we have to crumble the bacon.
Actually, it called for 5 slices, Cheryl.
Yes.
I cooked 7.
Uh-oh.
One for you and one for me. And then the 5 that we'll put in the stuff.
Into the salad, okay. Mm-hmm. I can't turn that down.
Don't let him get my bacon.
Okay. Yeah.
I hear you smacking your lips there, brother. I don't blame you. Me too. Gosh, back when I was younger, that's probably why I'll die of a damn heart attack or something. You know, early morning, we were going out and coming in, I guess, actually, after going out clubbing and stuff, and we'd hit the kettle or some breakfast buffet place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just heart attack waiting to happen. But man, I would load up on the sausage and the bacon. And yeah, I love that stuff. What I'm going to do to cut this up, y'all, I'm going to get my kitchen shears.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And chop these up. What I'm doing, y'all, is just as I'm cutting this and rambling on, I've got about 3 pieces of this bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just slowly feeding it through. I've got it between my forefinger and my thumb, and I've got the bottom blade of the scissors kind of against my forefinger.
Mm-hmm.
And my thumb on top, and I'm making darn sure that I don't get any of my skin in these kitchen shears, because these kitchen shears, I mean, they'll snap
slice,
right through a
yeah.
chicken bone like it's a piece of butter.
Wow.
So they'll make small work of your fingers, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just kind of basically just moving through maybe about a quarter inch or so is what I'm imagining I'm sliding in with the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of holding it over the bowl and just kind of cutting it, chopping it as we go. A chopping as we go, a chopping as we go. Hi ho, a Dario. Chopping bacon as we. Hey, got a piece of bacon missing.
Uh oh.
Oh well, maybe I miscounted. Search that dude. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Take him in the back.
No. He can have
cavity search.
He can have a slice of bacon. Sheesh. Gee,
it was
wizards.
A piece of bacon. That was your piece he ate.
That's all right.
Okay.
He can have my slice of bacon. I'm waiting for the salad.
We'll have that next week.
No. I heard an overwhelming no vote to the idea of waiting till next week.
And everyone kill the cook? Is that what the message is? It's mutiny on Cooking in the Dark. I'm telling you, it's mutiny.
It's like, that's a bad idea. We're ready now.
I'm telling you, Cheryl, you don't want that because you'll have to be doing the cooking.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
All right, y'all. We've got our bacon all crumbled up here nicely.
Yes.
Now, something else you could add to this if you wanted.
Yes.
It's not in the recipe. Maybe a little grated Parmesan cheese.
Ooh, yum.
You know, nice and just light.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be pretty delicious as it is. It's just enough mayo in here, too, to where it's kind of clumping together.
Right.
But it's not dripping out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what you want. I mean, if you make this up and maybe you want it kind of to be like a tuna salad or a chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
To where you can clump it, you know, where it'll stay stuck together when you put it on bread or toast or whatever. But you don't want it so wet that all of a sudden your bread is like a sponge, you know?
Right.
Okay, I'm just kind of chopping up some of these bigger pieces that I'm feeling in here.
Mm-hmm.
For the bacon. Just kind of getting them into little smaller hunks. Some of them broke off because it's crispy bacon. It's not that limpy, wimpy stuff. Okay. All right. Got that done. I'm going to rinse my shears off here. Because this knife set is one you do not put in the dishwasher. So let me wash them real quick. Set them over here to dry. I think that's one way, too, you can tell a good knife set is that it doesn't it's not dishwasher safe.
Okay.
And it doesn't cost $2.99, and you don't get it free with a fill-up.
Well.
You know, I had a knife set like that when I was in college, man. One blade here was all mismatched. Okay. Mix them up. Now, what we want to do is just, all you do from here, y'all, is just toast some toast. Toast some bread, because, you know, bread's already... Once it's toast, you don't need to toast it anymore, I guess, huh?
No.
Kind of like a hot water heater. Why the hell's hot water need to be heated? That's a waste of money. It should be a cold water heater.
There you go.
That was one of Gallagher's jokes. Bless his heart, he retired.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, his last heart attack. He was supposed to perform here in Houston, mm-hmm. and he was performing in Dallas, and he had another heart attack. So
Wow.
That's when he hung him up.
Yeah.
But gosh, Gallagher's 65.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I remember that dude when he was young. So was I.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got that done. So we're going to put that in, and we're just going to let this chill in the fridge.
A minute or two.
Yeah, well, until the end of the show.
Yeah.
We'll serve it up.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to be strung out. Everybody be coming in. Instead of a keg of beer out in the parking lot, there'll be Dale hanging from a light pole. Let me down. Let me down. No, you wouldn't feed us. All right, y'all. Hey, we've done that. Let's take a little break. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll tell you something else you can do that is take that green Easter egg and make it more delicious than just an old egg on a plate rolling around. We'll be right back, cooking in the dark.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
More of Cooking in the Dark, all about what to do with those leftover Easter eggs.
Oh, I love these things. Never really make them that often because I just don't think about it, you know, unless it's a holiday party or,
right.
You know, something like that. But how about a deviled egg, y'all?
Simple.
So here we are. We're using our 5-in-1 egg slicer.
Yeah.
I've put it in the other slot, and we're just slicing these in half, just like that. That was that simple, y'all. Cut perfectly in half. Lay it in the cradle and slice. I don't know about y'all, but I always had a heck of a time cutting these eggs perfectly in half.
Now
we just dig out the yolk. The yolk just pops right out. Very gently. Set the white off to the side. And you can feel the yolk, y'all, because it feels kind of rough.
Yep.
Whereas the rest of the egg white is very slick
very
and smooth.
Soft, yeah. And you'll know when you've got it all out. The yolk is a little
You know, that's
crumbly.
Why whenever I feel something plastic that's real slick and smooth, I always picture it being either white or being yellow.
Ah.
Yellow like a rain jacket.
Yeah.
You know, kind of that slick, shiny yellow plastic. Or I guess white because of the way it feels. It kind of reminds me of feeling like an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got one more here. Slice it. And what I'm doing to pop these yolks out, y'all, I'm just giving it, applying a little bit of pressure to one side of the yolk. And it does. It just kind of pops right out.
It just flops right, yeah.
Okay, so I put in about 2 tablespoons of mayo, which is about 1/8 cup, into the yolks here. I've put in a little bit of mustard. And now we're just going to mash up the yolks. So to do that, I'm just using a spoon.
And isn't it sort of interesting how, I mean, making deviled eggs makes you sort of feel like you're doing something festive and fun.
Yes.
And it's like so simple. And, you know, 6 eggs, you got 12 little deviled egg things to go. And voila, a party.
They have deviled egg trays.
No!
You know, little trays that hold, you know, little deviled eggs. And they've got a little lid that covers them. And then when you get to the party, you can take the lid off and put it, you know, the tray will fit in on the top of the lid upside, you know, flipped over. So the lid's
right.
Underneath the tray.
Right.
There you are.
Wow.
Serve
I like
them up.
I like that.
And you can even put a little bit of ice in there if you want to help keep them cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we've got our eggs all mashed up here, our yolks. It's kind of made a little paste. I'm going to add in, I've got a little bit of diced sweet pickle. I've got like two little baby sweet pickles.
Okay.
And I dice those up real fine. If you want to put some onion in here, some horseradish. Cheryl and I, before on the show, we've made deviled eggs, but we made them with tuna fish in them. In fact, the last time I made those was New Year's Eve. I took those to a party.
They were
gone before we hit the table, man.
Yeah.
I even made 2 dozen of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And eating deviled eggs, it's just so easy. You're like, I'll just have one, and then the next thing I know, I've had like 3 or 4.
Oh, no. And then where are you going? You're going back to get more, man.
Yeah.
They're just delicious. I used to see them at the... Oh. When I was real little, I ain't eating that. Look at that. You got that red stuff on top of it, orange stuff, you know, that paprika.
Right.
You know, on the traditional. You know, if you want to put a little bacon in here, do that. Whatever you want to do to dress these up. Jalapeno. I saw recipes for Mexican deviled eggs. I saw them for hot deviled eggs. I saw them for Italian deviled eggs. And they all had some little variation in them, you know, of some Italian sausage. The Mexican deviled eggs had like cilantro and jalapeno and cumin in them, you know. So you can flavor them up, however. Just if you want to just do the straight traditional deviled egg, do that too. Now, what we need to do is just take our yolk mixture here with our mayo, our mustard, and all that stuff. And we're just going to take it and put it right back in our egg whites.
So you're using like a teaspoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you could use also a pastry bag if you were so inclined.
Right. Or if you want to, just use your fingers.
Yep.
Just as easy. Okay. Just like that. We just fill these up. All right, y'all. That's it. Deviled eggs. Easy, quick, and simple to go with to get rid of those Easter Bunny leftovers, man. All right, y'all. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all. We are back cooking in the dark. What to do with those Easter Bunny leftovers? That's what we did today on the show. Man, I hope y'all enjoyed it because I know I did. And I cannot wait to dig into this egg salad that we made. Oh, it's going to be so good, man. It's got to be, you know. It's got all the good flavors in it. Mayo, spicy mustard, a little white pepper. Some
bacon.
Rotel tomatoes.
Bacon.
Yeah, except for we're missing one slice. Somebody got it. We'll find out who that is. I haven't forgot. All right. Hey, Cheryl, why don't you read them that recipe real quick?
Okay, I can do that. So here we go. Ingredients for the bacon, tomato, and egg salad. Here we go. 5 eggs hard boiled. 5 slices of bacon cooked and crumbled. 1 can of Rotel tomatoes drained. 1/4 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of Creole or spicy brown mustard, salt and pepper, hot sauce or white pepper to taste, and last but not least, your 8 slices of whole wheat toasted bread.
Man, that's going to make one big old tall sandwich, 8 slicer. That's a jumbo club there, baby. But no, man, just mix all that stuff up together. And again, if you want to alter this, instead of using Rotel tomatoes, if you want to use just regular canned diced tomatoes, or if you want to, you know, pick one out of your garden and use a nice, a nice little Roma tomato all diced up would be awesome. You know, just as good. If you want to throw a little jalapeno in there, do that. You know, make it your own. But this, I would suggest making this recipe first and then go from there.
Because
already I'm thinking about some of those tomatoes with basil and garlic in them, you know, killing the white, you know, not putting the spicy in there.
Right.
But going more, maybe just a touch of horseradish, not for the heat, but just for the flavor. If you're a horseradish fan. Anyway, you can go so many different ways with that. And then we also, y'all, made deviled eggs. So quick and easy. And why not? You've got 23 eggs, all except for the one you couldn't find. I always hate when that happens. Well, we're always missing an egg. But the deviled eggs were so simple. It's just we used 6 eggs. Cut them in half, long ways. Cut them in half long ways, not across, like somebody did one time. Well, that ain't going to work. take the yolks out of each half, put them in a separate bowl, add to that about 2 tablespoons of mayo, a little bit of mustard, and then I put in a little bit of sweet pickle. Oh, goodness. It was probably about 3 teaspoons, maybe, of sweet pickle. It was just 2 of those little sweet pickles, little baby jerkin type size, you know, the ones that are about the size of a little smoky or maybe about the length of your pinky. That I diced up nice and small, toss those in there. If you have some green onions, you might want to dice that up, or some shallots or whatever. Whatever you want to do to put in there. Mix it all up until it's kind of like a nice little pasty feel. And then put it in your deviled eggs. You know, I mean, fill your egg white halves back where you took the egg yolk out, put the mixture back in. Now, what I was talking about earlier, Cheryl, you know, when we did that one show, we actually used a can of tuna fish that you mixed up with your egg yolks.
That was delicious.
Oh, my gosh. Those were great. Salt and a little garlic powder on the... Rah. Getting hungry, and I'm already been eating, man. So it's all good right here on Cooking in the Dark. Hey, like we said, you want to hang around for next week's show? We'll be on in a week, so just keep your seats. We'll be right back in just a week. This is Dale Campbell. She is Cheryl Cummins. We are Cooking in the Dark. We'll see y'all next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the spring weather. AMF.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com. Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions. Again.